All right, good morning, everyone. Dylan Brooks here, and welcome back to Strong Starts. Morning Stoic Rituals for Focus. You know, I've been thinking lately about how easy it is to get caught up in this woe and the thoughts, past regrets, future anxieties, all swirling around like a dust devil in our minds. Ever feel like your mind's on autopilot, just running through the same mental loops? It happens to the best of us. But here's the thing. True focus and clarity come from finding peace in the present moment. And that's where mindfulness comes in. Today, we're diving deep into the practice of embracing the now. Think of it as training your brain to be like a high-performance engine perfectly tuned for maximum efficiency and power. Mindfulness isn't about emptying your mind, it's about becoming aware of your thoughts and feelings without judgment, just observing them like clouds passing in the sky. First things first. Mindfulness isn't some mystical, far-out concept reserved for monks on mountaintops. It's a practical tool you can use to enhance your focus, reduce stress, and even improve your overall well-being. You don't need robes or incense, just a few minutes each day to start rewiring your brain for the better. Here are 5 key takeaways to unlock the power of mindfulness. 1. Start small. Don't overwhelm yourself with our long meditation sessions right out of the gate. Begin with just a few minutes each morning, focusing on your breath, the feeling of your feet on the floor, or the sounds around you. Even that tiny shift can make a big difference. 2. Anchor yourself to your senses. This is about grounding yourself in the here and now. Pay attention to what you see, hear, smell, taste, and touch. Ever notice how a delicious cup of coffee smells? Or the feeling of sunlight on your skin? These little sensory details can bring you back to the present moment instantly. 3. Be kind to your wandering mind. You know that feeling when your thoughts take off on their own adventure, like squirrels in overdrive. That's totally normal. When you notice your mind drifting, gently guide it back to your chosen focus, your breath, a sound, or even just the simple act of being present. 4. Practice gratitude. Taking a moment each day to appreciate the good things in your life can shift your perspective and cultivate a sense of contentment. It could be as simple as thanking your body for its strength, smiling at a friendly face, or savoring a delicious meal. These small acts of gratitude can make a big difference in your overall happiness. 5. Make mindfulness a part of your daily routine. Consistency is key. Try incorporating mindfulness into activities you already do, like walking, washing dishes, or even brushing your teeth. Just bring your full attention to the task at hand and notice the sensations involved. Let me tell you about a time I was struggling with this whole being present thing. You know how it is, deadlines looming, emails flooding in, my brain felt like a popcorn machine on overdrive. Then, one morning, while making coffee, I decided to try something different. Instead of scrolling through my phone, I focused on the aroma of the beans, the warmth of the mug, and the sound of the water boiling. It was a small shift, but it totally changed my day. Suddenly, I felt calmer, more focused, and actually enjoyed that cup of coffee. Remember, mindfulness isn't about achieving some state of perfect zen, it's about learning to navigate the ups and downs of life with greater awareness and ease. So, start with those small steps, be kind to yourself, and see where this journey takes you. You might surprise yourself. Now here's your challenge for today. Take a few minutes this morning to practice mindful breathing. Close your eyes, focus on the sensation of your breath entering and leaving your body, and simply observe. Don't judge your thoughts, just let them come and go like passing clouds. I know you can do it. And don't forget to share your experiences with us. Tell me about your mindfulness moments. What helped you stay present? What challenges did you face? I'm here to learn from you too. Head over to our social media pages and join the conversation. Until tomorrow, keep those minds focused and spirits high.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.